You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Thursday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is January 9th. And we had some time off, but we are back today and ready to get after it, so let's jump right into it. So I wanted to start out today with one of the best NBA games so far of the regular season, and that was the Cavs-Thunder last night in Cleveland. There was a ton of hype coming into this one, as these are currently the two best teams in the league. The Cavs are leading the way at 31-4, and the Thunder not far behind, just a game back at 30-5. Both of them on pace for 70-plus wins, which is just incredible, almost halfway through the season. And both of these teams were on double-digit winning streaks. So the Thunder had won 15 straight, and the Cavs had won 10 straight. And this game did not disappoint. The first half was about as even as you could get. Cleveland led 62-59 at the break, but they were almost identical in every single statistical category. And then the third quarter was one of the best that I've seen in a long time. So keep in mind, these are both solid defensive teams, but they combined for 84 points in the third quarter as the Thunder cut the lead to one. And the shot making was just incredible from both teams. It felt like nobody could miss. And then in the fourth quarter, things slowed down a little bit, but the Cavs pulled away at the end and they got the win 129-122. SGA led the way for the Thunder with 31 points, but it did take him 27 shots to get there. And then Jalen Williams also had 25 points and 9 assists. But this was an interesting game for the Cavs because Donovan Mitchell had a terrible night. He was just 3-for-16 from the field, and he finished with just 11 points. And they really relied on their bigs in the first half. Mobley and Allen were just dominating the paint. Those two ended up combining for 46 points and 21 rebounds on a super efficient 71% shooting. They were 17-for-21 on two-point shots, which is just crazy. But anyway, you know, I think that's what's really dangerous about this Cavs team. You know, they're just so deep. They don't need just one or two guys to go off every night, or one or two guys specifically to go off every night. And even on an off night from Mitchell, their starters still combined for 86 points last night. And aside from that, they also got a huge boost from their bench in the second half, where it felt like Ty Jerome and Max Strus were just scoring every other time down the floor. Those guys, they ended up with 32 points in just 38 total minutes. And again, this was all against the number one rated defense in the entire league. So all in all, I really think this was the Cavs coming out party, at least for the rest of the nation. I mean, I think everyone in Cleveland knew how good this team has been. And obviously their record proves that. But at this point, you know, I think they have to be one of the favorites to win it all. They finally got to show it on a big stage. And if they can stay healthy, you know, I don't see how this team, you know, I don't want to say they're unbeatable, but they're definitely up there in the top three, you know, probably with the Celtics and the Thunder and a couple other teams. And after even just looking at the standings, I think it shows how dominant the Cavs have been. Like, when you look at them right now, the Celtics are a ridiculous 27-10. That's a 730 winning percentage. But right now, they are 5.5 games behind the Cavs still. So again, it just shows how dominant they've been up to this point. You know, like I said, I think this is finally their coming out party. I think this shows that they are here to stay. They can compete with the top teams in the league. And now they're 32-4. They also have a league best differential of almost 12 points a game. So I'm excited to see what they can do the rest of the way here. But with that, I did want to transition over to college football as we have the first of the two semifinal games tonight with Penn State taking on Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl down in Miami. We'll also have Texas and Ohio State tomorrow, but for now, more focused on the Orange Bowl, so that's what we'll talk about today. But anyways, I was looking at the line for this one, and Vegas is expecting a close game with Notre Dame as 1-point favorites at the moment. And honestly, this line feels pretty perfect to me. These teams both feel very similar in my eyes, maybe more similar than any combination of two teams in the playoff or even the entire country. They both have solid defenses. They both have played well in the trenches, but both teams have looked kind of stagnant at times on offense. But they've been able to grind out these wins, you know, with a combination of their running games and defensive turnovers. So You know, they both have also had questionable playoff paths to get where they are now. You know, Notre Dame kicked things off with Indiana, who a lot of people thought should not have even made the playoff. And then they took on Georgia, who didn't have their starting quarterback. Penn State got to play SMU in the first round, who a lot of people felt were very similar to that Indiana team. And then they got Boise State in the second round, who we all kind of thought were going to be outmatched by the superior talent from Penn State. So even more similarities there. I do think there was a little bit too much made of the quality of their opponents. You know, they got the wins nonetheless. But again, this is where I think, you know, they feel almost identical up to this point. But looking at this game, I think this is going to come down to turnovers. I'm not expecting a ton of points in this one. I have a feeling that this one's going to come down, you know, to like an untimely pick six or like a blocked punt or something crazy. And I think the defenses will play well. We'll probably see both teams trying to establish the run early, especially with their quarterbacks. But I think we're going to get a close one. In my opinion, Notre Dame has more of the high-end talent. I think they are just rolling right now. I really like the confidence that Marcus Freeman is showing. So I think this one ends up somewhere like 24-20 with Notre Dame advancing to play the winner of that Texas and Ohio State game, which we will then cover tomorrow. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Thursday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.